And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I've asked Mark to come back onto the show. Now, you've heard Mark's voice before, but here's what I want you to know about my good buddy Mark, who happens to be a Lifestyles Unlimited member. Just like you, at one point in his life, he was facing a retirement problem. He was facing a retirement problem. And in 2013, he made a decision to join an organization called Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate investor education and mentoring company. Those are the two features and functions that the organization does. It does it very well. And Mark turned to Lifestyles Unlimited because he was looking to resolve his retirement problem. Now, in 2013, Mark was living in a part of the country called California. And ironically, he's still living in that part of the country. But he discovered a way to get himself to a place of retirement. As a matter of fact, in 2022, he achieved retirement. He put a career on ice. He was supposed to keep working for another 5 years, and he didn't. He didn't have to. He had achieved retirement. I remember seeing him at one of our expo events, and he came right up to me and he goes, "I did it. I'm retired." And you know what I did? Man, I gave this guy a big hug. And I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of it, because when somebody achieves retirement, when somebody changes the entire trajectory of their life, you got to celebrate it. And I'll tell you, right there on the floor of the expo, I celebrated with Mark, and I was just elated. I was elated to hear the good news that he had retired himself. So what we're going to do on today's show is we're going to get into his backstory. We're going to understand how he achieved retirement. Now, he didn't do it the conventional way. He didn't do it by stuffing money into a 401k. Or did he? This might be a question we have to ask him. So let's do this. Let's bring Mark onto the show. Mark, welcome back to the show. It's so nice to see you. I hope you're not embarrassed about that big hug I gave you. But man, I meant it. I meant it from my heart. I really did.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, Al. And it's great to be back on your show and to have seen you briefly at Expo recently and on one of our recent Zoom calls as well. So you're one of the people I enjoy seeing in Lifestyles, and so many wonderful people that I've met over the years through this great real estate investing organization.
Yeah, it is a cool organization. So let me just ask the question. Let me get it out of the way. Did you mess around with 401ks?
I did. I was a middle school teacher for most of my career, and I was in a 403b, which is sort of a similar thing to a 401k. I only did it for, I want to say, two or three years, way back at the beginning of my career, and I taught for 37 years. So the answer to the question is I was involved in one of those for a little while, and then eventually I jumped out, and even before Lifestyles knew that probably real estate was going to be the way I was going to prepare for retirement.
If you're not doing what all the other educators are doing, stuffing money into that retirement plan, What did you ultimately decide to do?
I used to read a lot of books about passive income and about real estate. And, you know, I created, back when I was teaching, a website. It was called digitallesson.com, where I sold downloads of math lessons that I had created. And over the years, that has done pretty well. And I haven't touched that business in probably 5 or 7 years, and I still get sales from time to time. So I did that little business, and I also, my mom was a realtor, didn't know a whole lot about investing in real estate, but we bought a fourplex together, and I ended up having a single family home because my wife and I got married and we both had homes. So I started out with a fourplex and an extra single family home that we were going to manage and hopefully use that toward retirement. But, didn't really have the knowledge to be super effective in my real estate investing. But that was sort of the way I started out.
So were you able to retire yourself on a single family house and a fourplex?
I would say not.
You
mentioned, I live in California, and those assets, while they were, nice assets, and I kept them for 20 years approximately and managed them, they didn't throw off a lot of cash flow during those years. They paid for themselves, so I wasn't having to add my own money into them. They paid for themselves, and they paid for the upgrades that we did to the unit.
But what is the problem with building up a ton of equity in the asset?
Yeah, so the fourplex that my mom and I had purchased, we had that for 20 years. We also had a single family home for about that much time as well. And as I mentioned before, in California especially, those properties don't cash flow much, but the value on them tends to go way up. Unfortunately, having the value go up doesn't really help you in the day-to-day, and you're not reinvesting that money anywhere. So one of the things that Lifestyles did is they called out this idea of debt equity, which is what I had in the property. You've got a lot of value locked in a property that isn't really doing anything for you. And so through Lifestyles, one of the things I learned was how to unlock some of the debt equity, either by a refinance and pulling some of that money out to be able to reinvest it in multifamily apartment communities, or sometimes just getting to the point where it was time to sell the property and then having a chunk of change to be able to reinvest in the multifamily apartment communities as well. So both of those cases, whether it's a refinance or a sale, gave me a chance to put the money back to work.
So what did you ultimately do? Did you did the cash out refinances on those assets?
Yeah, we did cash out refinance, I believe, on one of the single families. So I should go back to the single families for a second. I never purchased single families as an investor. When my wife and I got married, we each had a property. And so instead of selling one of them when we got married, we lived in one and rented out the other. And so we got that property. And then later on in our marriage, we refinanced one of those properties to buy the new house that we're in now in Huntington Beach. But we still kept the other property. So the single family homes we had were homes that we had lived in ourselves previously. We just never sold them. When we moved to the next house, we just kept them. And then in some cases, they helped us to buy our next house, because we were able to do a refinance and pull the money out for the next down payment. So, and one other thing I did want to correct you on slightly is I've been in Lifestyles for about 9 years, but I joined in 2013 as a FFP member and did the 2-day online, and really just did that to learn how to manage the fourplex and the couple single families I had, and to be more effectively running those properties. It wasn't until 2018 that I actually took the 2-day seminar live and got involved in the Lifestyles community. So for those first 5 years, I really just managed what I had. And it was in 2018 that I became a preferred investor and started to invest in multifamily. So I look at it more like 4 years to retirement, because 2018 to 2022, although I did set the foundation earlier by getting into some other properties, I guess.
Well, I like that better, and I stand corrected, and I'm glad to stand corrected, because 4 years is a better result than nine. But yeah. Let me take you back to the investing you were doing in California. Based on what you know, based on the fact that you're a California resident, You've lived in California for how long have you lived in California? I've never asked you that question. How long?
I have lived in California about 52 years. So I grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, and moved from Ohio when my dad had a job change back when I was 10 years old.
Okay. So, I mean, you're not a native Californian, but you're more native than most people that live in California because you've been there for 50 plus years. So this question, I think, is perfect for you, Mark, because you understand the California ecosystem for investing. You understand the Lifestyles Unlimited ecosystem for investing. So when you were investing the California way, and given what you know now about being a Lifestyles Unlimited member, what were some of the pitfalls for investing the way you did of the California coalition, if you will?
Well, I mean, California, like I mentioned earlier, because the property is so expensive, it doesn't tend to cash flow very well. And so that's one problem. And then, you know, you end up with a lot of debt equity in the property, which you have to get out somehow. And then another thing is just that legislatively, you know, the California state government is very tenant friendly over landlord friendly. So they'll put in rent controls and they'll have all kinds of other ideas of things that they want to do. And luckily the apartment association around here will sometimes fight against those, but they're very much leaning toward the tenant side and not so much on the property rights of the people that actually own the property.
So I think it's safe to say that when you started your investing strategy at Lifestyles Unlimited, you chose not to invest in California?
Yeah, it just doesn't really make sense. I mean, you're not going to get the cash flow and you're not going to get the returns. So when I started investing through Lifestyles, most of my first multifamily investments, and again, I'm not buying a whole apartment complex, which some of your listeners may not quite understand, but you get together a group of investors, and then there's a syndicator or a lead investor who will identify a property and go through all the steps to get it under contract, and then we'll go out to the investors and raise the money, and then a group of investors buys the apartment community. And I've heard many people say on the radio over the time I've listened to it, oh, I didn't know you could buy an apartment community. And so, you know, we're banding our resources together to buy apartment communities. And most of the ones that I got into at the beginning were in Texas, a few in Arizona. And then I also got into a couple in Georgia. And then since then, also moved into Tennessee and Indiana. And where's the other one? Florida, a couple in Florida. So yeah, investing in six different states now.
And you live in California and you invest $0 in California other than your principal residence. Is that a fair statement? I think that's a fair statement because the music just started.
Correct.
I tell you what, we're getting ready to go to break. Let me pick up the conversation on the other side. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Mark, and together we are working on your financial freedom. So, Mark, you started with a fourplex that you bought with your mom and a single family house. And I'm looking at a spreadsheet that you sent me that indicates you've got 34 different properties that have nothing to do with single family. They're all multifamily assets. Talk to me about how you transitioned from single family into this very impressive multifamily portfolio that you sent me.
So when I went to the two-day seminar the second time, the first time I had done it online back in 2013, and 2018, they held a live two-day in Palm Springs, and I went to that with my wife, my father-in-law, and that's where we really learned about investing in multifamily, which was one of my goals for that weekend. And really my goal is, as I got into lifestyles, was to slowly divest myself of the fourplex and the single family homes and just get to be 100% passive. And we finally sold our last single family home, I guess it was in 2022, and I became 100% passive. And so that's a beautiful thing in the sense that, you know, you do your due diligence up front, you study the deal, you decide what you want to invest in, and then you just follow the monthly reports and you hopefully get some good distributions and maybe a refinance or a great sale down the line. But I wasn't taking any more phone calls from tenants like I had been for the previous 20 years.
You decided that you were going to go dark, if you will. You weren't going to deal with residents. You weren't going to deal with tenants. You weren't going to deal with the day-to-day operations. You wanted to be much more passive. And this passive investing that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, it was right up your alley.
Oh, yeah. I loved it. And, you know, getting a chance to meet, you know, I go to the Expo, which is the big annual event that Lifestyles holds, normally in one of the Texas cities. And one of my big goals every year was to go and meet different lead investors that were leading deals in different places around the country. And so that gave me an opportunity to do that. And, you know, looking down the list of lead investors, a lot of the people that I'm invested with are people that I've, you know, become friends with over the years and that I know by name and they know me by name. And so it's just been a overall great experience. And I know that sometimes you can have a greater return if you do your own, you know, IRO deal, independent rental owner deal or something like that. But I got to the point after managing, you know, some property for 20 years where I was ready to go passive.
Yeah, I'm looking at your asset list and I recognize every single name on your asset list. I know the people you're invested with. And from my perspective, I think you've assembled a great team of people to invest with. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's fantastic. And, you know, it's fun to meet new ones. So, you know, back in the beginning of the list, there are certain people I invested with two or three different times. And then maybe when I was ready to invest again, either they didn't have a new deal or I didn't want to, you know, have too many investments with one lead investor, sort of spread the risk out a little bit. And so then I would, you know, network with other, you know, passive investors. My good friend Steve, who is an ambassador, is somebody that we talk about deals quite a bit, and he and I are both getting into a deal together in Tennessee that I'm actually going to go fund today. So continuing to be active in the process and just enjoying meeting all these leads. All these leads are, you know, very talented people and have been very successful in usually their corporate or whatever kinds of careers they had prior to being Lifestyles lead investors. And just meeting those people has been, you know, fantastic experience.
How did you meet all of these people? I mean, did you like go to their houses and have dinner with them? What was the process that you followed in order to make all these great connections?
Yeah, most of these people, well, I guess there's two main places where I met them. So Steve is the ambassador down in San Diego. I'm one of the Southern California ambassadors in Orange County, which is about an hour and a half away from San Diego. And so we have put on events together in the past, and Lifestyles members that live in California are able to come to these events and network together. And so a number of these guys, especially some of the Arizona leads and some of the other leads from Indiana and so forth, have actually flown out and attended our Southern California events, Lifestyles events. And then many of the others I've met at the Expo, which I mentioned is held once a year in Texas.
Talk to me about that Expo event, because for me, it is the most amazing thing that I have ever attended. But I'm biased. I'm a little bit biased. So let's get your take on Expo and if it really is that great of an event.
Yeah, I look forward to the Expo. I love going to it. It's a 2-day event. It's been held in Dallas and Houston, and I've been 6 times now. And so as I go there, you know, one of the greatest things about Lifestyles is, I don't know it's what the numbers are now, but somewhere around 50,000 like-minded investors have become part of this organization over the years. And so, I think we end up usually with about 5,000 at the expo. And as I've gone year after year, I've made a number of friends, and it's like a family reunion. It's the only time that I see these people is once a year. Sometimes I see them on Zoom calls when we have remote events, but it's a chance to go hear some seminars, to learn more about real estate investing. And then as far as meeting lead investors, they have an event where all the passive investors go into a room and basically walk up and down, and they have hundreds of lead investors in this room that are giving you their business card, talking to you a little bit about where they're investing and what they're doing. And so, especially for those people like myself who are from out of state, out of Texas, it's a great opportunity to meet, not only leads from Texas, but from around the country.
So I've got a question about what I'm going to call the sweet spot. In other words, how many multifamily assets do you need in place in order to maintain your retired lifestyle?
Wow, that's a tough question. I don't know if so much of a number, but I've been in 34 deals. Right now I'm in 21, I think, that are active, and that's probably a pretty good number, somewhere between 20 and 25. I think going forward, rather than, having 50 deals, I'll probably just try to put a little more money into each deal so that I'm not, looking at 50 K-1s at the end of the year or something like that. But, I feel that the portfolio is in a pretty good place right now. And, if the economy seems to be coming out of some doldrums that we've had, and hopefully that'll, continue to allow the assets to grow.
I think it's amazing that you know your number, you know your income streams, that you've built this pipeline, and this pipeline has created a sense of calm. Do you know that I'm hearing a sense of calm in your voice?
Yeah, I think I have a good sense of calm. I mean, God's blessed me in many ways, and I think that lifestyles is a part of that all. And I trust God to take me into my later years, and the finances seem to be provided for, and I've got to be happy with that, and that does bring a sense of peace for sure.
Do you remember the exact moment when you realized you were retired?
The exact moment, I would say it was probably when I was standing in my classroom, and the very end of the school year, kids might be counting down because they can count down the last 10 seconds before summer starts or something like that. And so once we got to that end of that countdown, or to those last few seconds where my last class of students walked out the door, and then I sort of realized that, it's bittersweet because, like I said, I enjoyed a lot of parts of teaching, but, that's probably when I knew that I was retired.
If the school district called you like right now and they said, Mark, we need a math teacher. We need a math teacher bad. Would you go?
No, thank you. I've been there.
You didn't have to think about that.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because friends of mine will go back after they retire and substitute and stuff like that. And I'm like, no, I'm ready to, go on to the next stage of life. And there are other exciting things to do out there, and things that have more time, freedom, and just new adventures.
So speaking of adventures, what exactly do you have on the horizon? What's in store for you and your beautiful wife?
Well, my son is a senior in high school this year, so he's applying to colleges, and so he'll be going to school next year. My daughter is going to school in Tennessee right now. She's a sophomore. And so we're going to be empty nesters next year, which I think is going to open up some opportunities for us to do some traveling. I mean, I'd love to go travel and stay somewhere for a month. Although we do have something I refer to as the anchor, which is our dog, our puppy. And so I don't know how that's going to work exactly, but more chances to travel, definitely. I've got some things that I work on, some hobbies that I have. Del says he's always adding hobbies, and there's always, things that you get involved in. So just being able to do those kind of things that I want to do, travel, see my kids, see where they end up, you know, living and, you know, spending time with them. Those are probably the main things.
Do you worry about money?
I do not.
Do you worry about time?
No. In fact, what I'm doing right now is trying to figure out ways to more effectively use my time. And I'm reading a book right now by a Christian author called Redeeming Your Time. And, you know, I just feel as a steward of God that I want to use my time in a way that's productive, in a way that's going to be a blessing to other people, in a way that, you know, makes a difference. And so sometimes it can be easy as a retired person to just sort of relax, watch a little Netflix, you know, surf the net and stuff like that. And I've had some good opportunities to do that and still will in the future. But, you know, looking for what things that I want to really do that are a little more, I guess, valuable than some of those more frivolous things.
You know, I'm looking at a website that I think you created. And it's got something to do with basketball. What's going on here?
Yeah, so I'm a big basketball fan, and my son and I have collected sports cards for a while, and it's something we do together. And, you know, when I was younger, sports cards were a lot different. Now they're crazy. They have autographs on them. They have pieces of material from the players' uniforms in them and stuff like that. And so I created a website called it's called HOFBBPlayers.com, which stands for Hall of Fame BasketballPlayers.com. And I basically profile all the players from, you know, the beginning of basketball who have gone into the Hall of Fame. And I have a page for each one of them. I sort of researched each one of them. I have links to their YouTube videos, and I have a picture of the autographed card that I have of them. And then my son and I have actually gone to the Hall of Fame enshrinement weekend, which is held in Springfield, Massachusetts, and in Connecticut at the Mohegan Sun Casino. We've done that three times in the last 5 years. So just a month ago, I was at the enshrinement, and we bought the VIP tickets, which means that we're, you know, we're in there hobnobbing with Julius Erving. And, you know, a couple years ago, we were talking with Magic Johnson and Dirk Nowitzki, and, you know, just getting them to sign some cards and just having a fun father-son time together, you know, spending a 5 or 6 day trip together, father and son. And so that's something that I've really enjoyed and found valuable.
I would submit to you, I don't think this passion would have come to fruition had you not decided to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I might have built the website, but I definitely wouldn't have been going on some of these trips that we've gone on that may not have had the means to do. So like Dell says, you know, it's the lifestyle. It's not the money, it's the lifestyle, and just some of the opportunities that, you know, will be open to us to be able to do and just create great memories for the family by, you know, traveling and just being able to do different things that on a limited budget, you know, I might not have been able to do.
You know, Mark, I want to thank you for being on today's show. I know people have learned a lot from you, and I think the most impressive thing is that you can start a career, and no matter what that career is, you can make a change along the way. And that change can result in you getting retired in 5 years or less. Thanks again, Mark, for being on the show. And for those of you looking to get going, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.